What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back. This is the second hour of What Really Happened. Steve Elkin sitting in for Mike Rivero. Got Dave with me and Keith Rogers. 1-800-313-9443. The phone lines are open. I want to hear what you have to say. Comments, questions, please stay on topic. We're talking about economics right now, but we can go back a little bit on the riots if you want to talk about that a little bit. And quarantines, a little bit of COVID-19. You can talk about that if you want. Those are all in the topics and the headlines still right now. We can all talk about those. You know, Keith, what I caught, this is a different clip than the one I have. That I think you sent me maybe two different clips, but what I missed in this clip you just played here was Greg Mandarino talking about how important oil is with the military-industrial complex. I didn't hear it in that clip. It was in my clip, and I agree. It really is. Of course, Wall Street depends on high oil prices as if it's the base. It's the core, the nucleus of Wall Street itself. You have to have high oil to have a halfway decent stock market, and which is bothering me is that we're talking about, first there was a glut of oil, prices dropped, went in the toilet, I mean below a penny, and they're actually in negative territory. Then it's come up in the last 2 weeks from nothing to $37 a barrel for crude oil. And of course this has to be manipulated because they've got a glut of oil. You told me there's at least 3 or 4 miles of railroad track tankers around your area miles, there. Yeah. They're just full of oil sitting there. And they have no places to really store it. I don't know. They're using all the tankers. They're filling everything up they possibly can, shoving it off to the side. At the same time, they're able to do that to keep the prices up high where they want them. They're for somehow reason they've created a food supply here, a food shortage supply on the protein side here. They've euthanized cows, pigs, chickens, and instead of maybe getting them quicker to slaughter and to a packaging place to freeze them and for a future time, they're using this lame excuse that COVID-19 has caused a shortage in people to process the food line here. And so we must just destroy the food, pour the milk down the drains, destroy the food, create a food shortage here, which is making everything worse. I mean, can it get any worse?
Yeah,
creating the situation here.
David, why don't you go ahead and make your comments so we pick these calls up again.
Right, fantastic. Yeah, it could definitely get worse. And we've already seen a big disconnect with these markets from reality. Because as you know, the labor participation index and all that, you know, the unemployment numbers have never been accurate. It's never really been reflecting the truth on the street between, you know, Joe Sixpack and people trying to survive all this stuff. So we lose more than half of our GDP through this COVID shutdown, and we have all these, you know, shortages and all this disruption, but yet the stock market can still rally. I think this really underscores the fact that this market is in fantasy land. It's all fiction. It's Beck's bovine excrement, as Mike would put it.
Yeah, let's take some calls here. We got one in Colorado here coming in. Janine, you're on the show.
Hey there.
Hello. What's on your mind, Janine?
How are you doing today?
We're doing great.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to try to figure out how to stay within the confines of just love, 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 and not get, you know, angry at me for saying something that's not just pure love. So we live out on a farm. Our farm is paid for. My husband makes below poverty level wages. He was in a car accident 3 years ago on his way to work. And now he's less of a man, so he gets a little bit above minimum wage. And I'm disabled. That's just the way it is. Our farm's paid for. Trying to get a neighborhood
watch. What do you farm? What do you farm, Janine? Janine, what do you farm?
Nothing now.
Nothing?
We have no money to farm. We live on our farm.
Have you thought about leasing out your farm, the land?
No, because when you allow someone to come on your property, you have to abide by your state laws or whatever, you know. And, you know, if there was a rapist on my property, I'm not going to let him rape me and my grandkids and just sit there and smile at him. So okay, we're not going to do that. So I like my safety. And my neighbor is going to try to get me hooked up with the guy that grows hemp for making building materials. It's a building material type of product. And I know that everybody, you know, a lot of people think that's heroin and it's destroyed the world, but that's not true. So we may be able to do something like that in the future. But, you know, for now, our own, you know, I can't use the word race because then you'll get mad at me. Our own kind look down on us because we're kind of poor and we've been through this car wreck thing and it's been really bad. The other people that aren't our kind hate us just because we are who we are. We're kind of like, you might say, just trying to live in this messed up culture that has been created through the last 100 years. And the one thing that I am trying to do is organize a neighborhood watch. Because there has been a lot of talk where, I can use the word group, hopefully, groups that are doing bad things in cities may try to come out and start targeting people in rural areas. Now, when you live a half a mile or more from your closest neighbor, it really wouldn't be hard for a pack. Oh, that's the wrong word. That's racist. Let's see, a group in a car or a truck to come out on your property during the day when most people are at work, because a lot of people around here, though they have farms and ranches, they still have to work during the day to make a living. So anyway, if one of these types of folk in a vehicle came out on someone's property like me, if I'm out here alone with my 4 and 6-year-old grandchild, of course we would be victimized, perhaps, which is totally legal, you know. That's totally fine with everyone. We would be the bad people should I pick up a boomstick and deal with someone like that coming out on my property uninvited. Everyone would think
Janina,
we
were
the bad
people. I'm going to say, I think you might underestimate the Second Amendment there. You can cite the Castle Law. If somebody comes on your property and tries to break into your property, you have every right to use a lethal force. That's what I plan on doing. I'm in the same situation as you, except I'm out in the country, I do have neighbors
nearby.
Colorado's
a blue state. Not here. They have to actually come into your home. And then you had better prove that they had their tally whacker out and they were getting ready to use it on you, you know. And the group of folk that I'm living around right now are not going to comply with that. They're going to say, if you step on the property, you mean us harm.
So how close are you to setting up your house? How close are you to setting up your group watch?
I'm trying to work on it right now in a Facebook community that is got a lot of blue folk in it. But, you know, I mean, we're working on it because we're going to have to do something. If this thing continues at the rate that it has been going, I can see a lot of people out in their rural homes being murdered and homes being burned and everything taken out of the home, including boomsticks and whatnot, if people have those things.
Because that's just free weaponry for
the pack, you know. Oops, that's a wrong word.
Yeah, this is what those in power want.
They do.
Right. What they want? What
they want? A civil war.
They do. So here's my big question for you guys: do we just lay down and say,
no.
"Oh well, we don't. We got to be full of love now. We can't fight back. We can't. Oh, if we fight back, we're bad people."
Jeannie,
you know,
Jeannie,
everyone says
you're,
the media.
Jeannie, I think you're taking wrong what Steve mentioned at the beginning of the show. That was due to a call yesterday that was going down against heavy on blacks and stuff. We have to realize that we're all in this together. And
No. I'm not in this with the people that are burning and looting and rioting.
I realize that. Right, but you got to remember here. This is a deliberate attention to push these rioters at us to drive attention away from the government's crimes onto.
Absolutely.
It's all a distraction.
So how much do we lay down, though, just to keep them from being right about what they say about us? How far do we let them take it before we turn around and say, gee, what would George Washington do? You know, what would Thomas Jefferson do? You know, because I don't think they would have tolerated it to this point. Do you?
No. Well, that's just it. And sadly, we have too many people that rather sit around in their homes and play games and stuff like that instead of being out on the streets.
Do you think George Washington would have been worried about being called a racist?
No.
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 And he didn't see himself as a racist. For the time he was living in, he was not a racist then. He's only a racist us
we
now.
We need to put on our big boy and big girl panties and quit getting caught, getting scared about what somebody might call us or say about us. The fact of the matter is,
I'm
we draw
the PC.
A line
I'm
in
not
the
into
sand.
The PC.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Janine, I got more calls here I need to get to. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Peter in L.A., you're on the show.
Yeah, hi, guys. Can you
Peter, are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Gotcha. You're on.
Yep.
We hear you.
You were, somebody was referring earlier to the CIA's formula for government overthrows being brought to the United States.
I did.
It's worth mentioning that under the Obama administration, under the Holder and the Lynch Department of Justice administrations, the Obama Justice Department was going after particularly banks, a lot of the banks that had been laundering money for drugs or terrorists and things like that, or, you know, had been found doing something like LIBOR, you know, the LIBOR manipulations and things like that. They were going to these guys, and I sent all this stuff to Michael the other day, but, you know, he's on vacation, so. Then they were saying, well, listen, we can proceed with this prosecution, or we can drop the prosecution and you can give donations to these democratic causes, among which were Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Now, it's also worth noting, of course, that George Soros funded Antifa. George Soros funded Hillary Clinton's campaign. He was the largest single donor. George Soros and Antifa and his apparatuses overseas have been used by the CIA, protected by the CIA, to foment these color revolutions, right? But there's definitely a link there, and Obama funded with this shaking down of these banks and other businesses by the DOJ under his administration, funded his own brown shirts, which then as soon as the, of course, was beating up people during the campaign, and to no police response. And then after the campaign, they were rioting for over a year. And now, of course, we see what's going on now before this election.
Yeah. Hey, Peter, can I say something? Do you have web access? Do you have internet access?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
George Webb has a new video out that he put out this morning here. And he's right on cue with what you're talking about here with George Soros, Obama. But what was interesting about that was under Obama, the increase of over, I think it was 300 and some thousand Pakistanis that have been allowed in this country, which are from these war-torn areas, they're pre-trained military. And I think you should watch that video there to see what's really going on here. And this is all well documented.
Well, this is it's all well documented, frankly, about what the Obama DOJ did and Antifa and funding these people and who funded them, Soros, and who funded the Democrats, right? I mean, it's all clearly there. But
and remember when they, Peter, remember they ran that that petition there to arrest George Soros there. I think it reached over 500-some-odd thousand votes when I saw it, and nothing's been done.
Nothing happened, right?
And it won't be done. He like Epstein, is protected by the CIA. But nevertheless, to your first caller's point, to the lady, the rural Americans are going to be left hung out to dry like whites in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what they said during the Revolutionary War? Fire when you see the whites of their eyes. I think that's close enough. On my property, in my face there. I'm going to defend myself. And I'll cite the castle law to protect my goods and protect my family.
It's been turned around, Steve. It's now fire when you see the eyes of the whites. and that's kind of where we're going here, with these kind of rules of engagement where we can't defend ourselves anymore.
Peter, down in California where they showed those big, huge protests, most of those were all white. Of course, they lived in the upper echelon area of L.A. and stuff like that. And they weren't smashing windows and stuff. Remember in those other videos, though, there were agent provocateurs in them.
That's right.
Well, you know, I live in L.A. Well, I live in the suburb of L.A. It's a good one. Our home it's a six-figure or seven-figure home, and literally 300 yards from my house, people, they're hitting all the drug stores, the pharmacies, all the pot stores, and all the pharmacies are, for all the drugs and the opiates and all that. They're hitting them all, and there was a pharmacy that got hit and burned not even 300 yards from my house. So listen, I watch this stuff. Had they come on my property, they would have been in a world of hurt. But they're not going on to the residential properties because everybody's at home, and everybody, like me, would, like, blast them into the middle of next week.
Good. Very good. Hey, Peter, I need to move on here. I've got a lot of calls lining up here. I appreciate your call always. Thank you, Peter. Moving on here to John in Tennessee. You're on the show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. So I'll be brief. Janine brought up something. She made me think of something. You guys saw about David Dorn, right, the St. Louis police chief?
No, that doesn't ring a bell at all.
No, no, doesn't ring a bell here.
Oh, really? Okay. Former police chief of St. Louis, David Dorn, was murdered, and there's a two-minute video that was on Facebook of him drawing his last breath, breathing on the street, because the guys were looting a pawn store. And they were doing it. So it was basically over grabbing televisions. So now we know that they're going to have George Floyd's funeral apparently in three cities. I don't know if you heard that. They're going to cart that body around and have three funerals in three cities. And all the black leaders are, you know, whatever. Are they going to go to Dorn's funeral? There's the height of hypocrisy right there that shows you there's nothing to do with black people anymore. I mean,
it's funny you mentioned this. But have you heard from Al Sharpton? Have you heard from Jesse Jackson Jr.? Any of the black leaders to condemn any of this? Have you heard from these guys? I haven't.
Well, they'll show up at the funeral. They'll show up when they're told to show up, right?
Amazing. I guess. Maybe.
I saw the daughter on TV of George, and she reminded me of the guy that came out after that school shooting. She was all smiles and stuff. And if you just lost your father, would you be all smiles?
No, not at all.
No.
Anyway, we got to move along.
John, I need to move on here. Sorry, buddy. We got a lot of calls here. Thank you for your call. Dan in Texas, you're on the show. Dan, are you there?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Hey, I would say regarding that call yesterday, Steve, that New Jersey's famous masked man truly unmasked, and it was disgusting. And other than that, about the rule, I've always been able to think about what I want to say and get it said within 30 seconds, and I wouldn't mind a 30-second rule. So that's all I had to say.
All right. Well, we appreciate
it, Dan.
In.
Thank you very much. Thanks for supporting that. Like I said, I want to keep the message positive here, and I don't want to go generalizations, and I don't want to make it race about race at all. We're humans. Let's just say we're all humans, okay? I'm getting tired of the color issue. We're all Americans. We're human. So we're going back to the phones here, and we got Chance in West Virginia.
Yes. Hello, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yep. Go ahead.
Yep, here you fine.
Yeah, you know, I'm no big fan of this Trump. But what do they expect him to do? I mean, protecting life and property is a priority, you know? And when I go into town, you know, I still see some of these maroons with these face diapers on their face for this Q flu here. And, you know, I have no faith in these people. Man, you know, I long for the good old days, you know, before this lung pal sickened virus. When storekeepers would call the police if you walked in with a mask. Mm-hmm. You know, and I can't believe they believe you're a selfish capitalist bastard if you don't have a face mask on who wants to kill everybody's grandma. I mean, this is where their mindset is at. You know, and you know, I can't help but think, what's going on in the background? Are they going after any of the deep state here and they're not telling us? Are they having any secret interrogations getting ready to convict anybody? Would any of you guys happen to know?
All I hear is it's all about Russia.
Yeah. Demonize Russia. And it's like those QAnon 40,000 indictments. Nothing's going to happen.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. This is What Really Happened.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
We are back. What Really Happened? I am not Mike Rivero. I'm Steve Elkins, and I'm joined by my good friends Dave and Keith Rogers. Well, I guess we lost a call here. Looks like Dustin from New Jersey dropped. You know, he has some interesting comments. Dustin?
He's here.
Oh, he's back? He's back? Oh, he didn't go anywhere. Okay. All right, Dustin in New Jersey, you're on the show.
Don't drop me, bro. Don't drop me, bro.
Oh, no, that bro thing again.
Remember that?
Well, dude, if he dropped him, he probably
won't
drop you
on
your
bro.
Head.
Don't tase me, bro.
Don't tase me.
I can't breathe.
What's on your mind, Dustin?
Hey, first they came for the Jews. I wasn't Jewish. Then they came for the communists, the socialists, the capitalists, but I wasn't any of those. But then there was nobody left for, nobody left to protect me. You know, I was on myself. So, I mean, that statement is what, look at what, you keep bringing up the Iraq war. Was it Dave or Keith?
Keith.
That was Keith.
Keith. Do you guys ever see the footage of Syria, like the drone footage of like the city?
Look at what your government and the West is capable of. Yeah, look at Raqqa over in Syria,
man.
And look at what they did over in Iraq. It just looks like Dresden.
Yeah.
It's absolutely disgusting. And both sides of the aisle, standing ovation when they talk about spending trillions of dollars murdering people on the other side of the planet. Really? Everybody agrees on that? Think about that.
You don't think your government's capable? Let me tell you, I know some people think your government, the soldiers or troops, wouldn't fire on you. Well, the police do. Okay, so the troops having bayonets on their rifles, you know, if push comes to shove, they'll use them. You know, they're not, it's not till you see their white eyes. They have Reapers up there. Remember that reconnaissance Reaper that was flying around Minneapolis? You know, it's not too hard fit it with like
Hellfire. I have a theory. Dustin, you remember Jade Helm, right? You remember Jade Helm?
Yeah, I know the Jade Helm.
Yeah. And that was pretty much a UN type operation with the United States assisting and helping out, which I'm sure they both learned something. But I think that whole thing was about, I think your military, a certain portion, a good portion of the military, would have a hard time firing on their own citizenry. That's why the United Nations is a big part of that. I think the UN peacekeepers, war makers, would be the ones coming in to fire on U.S. citizens. I could underestimate my own military. I could underestimate these guys, but I would hope that they would not replicate what we see with law enforcement.
What about Blackwater and Silver Canopy and Purple Shovel? You think they'll have a hard time firing on
you? No, they won't. They won't. Those are mercenaries.
Believe it or not, there's a lot of them working as contractors in this country.
Yeah.
You know, and remember, when the shooting starts, you know, the chickens have come home to roost, guys. You know what? This is what happened in Ukraine, right? I mean, think about the pallets of bricks that were left in the cities here. Instead of pallets of bricks, what about pallets of 50 calibers and tow and stingers? Because thing can do. You know,
Justin,
it's not a hard thing
to
do, you know? I mean,
there's another one,
I want
Justin,
everybody to keep that in mind. You know, there's stuff going on here. And I still look back, the whole pandemic thing. Isn't it like a coincidence? This is happening now. Like, all this stuff. And I wish Trump, because, you know, you guys know my stance on Trump. I voted for him. But, I mean, he should have came out the night and did some. Nobody's done. You notice none of your government officials actually come out and do, like, a big nightly press conference, like, for this, like a State of the Union. I mean, we're kind of in a freaking crisis, right? Nothing. You had that moron Engel in New York that said, well, if it wasn't an election year, you know. I mean, this is your leaders, man. You know, we're leaderless. You know, it's just. We're in deep crap, man. I mean, the riots have been going on for what, a week now, almost. You know, I mean, come on.
Hey, Dustin.
Yeah.
I would Google or whatever browser you use the $700 million worth of ammo lost in Afghanistan, and tie that in with these Obamaites that under which George Webb talks about infiltrating Pakistan and stuff. You know, if they can bring drugs, if the CIA can get their drugs in this country, you can sure bet they've got their arms too.
Oh yeah.
But don't forget.
Well, I'm just going to leave you with this, guys. Yeah, it's not. It's not just about Obama. It's about
Contra.
It's about the system.
That too.
You're messing with the system, okay, guys? The system will do anything it takes to keep intact. Okay, it doesn't matter if it's Obama, Bush, Clinton, Trump. The system. Look at William Barr. You guys mentioned it. Where's the indictments? Where's Rudy Giuliani and Sean Hannity? Remember? QAnon? There ain't no indictments coming. I said that when I called in multiple times. There is no indictments coming. You don't indict your own group of thugs.
Yeah,
QAnon is another PSYOP.
QAnon is another PSYOP. No doubt about it. Yep.
All right, Steve. Have a good night, you guys.
All right. Appreciate it. Yeah, I lost faith in QAnon. I have friends who are really into that, but I'm sorry. 40,000 indictments, and I haven't seen one yet, so... It's a PSYOP. We'll be right back. This is What Really Happened. Steve Elkins and Keith Rogers and my good friend Dave coming back.
800-313-9443. Go ahead. Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
Steve Elkins back here. My good friends Dave and Keith Rogers. Before we play a clip, Keith plays us a clip. We're going to go to our next caller here in Florida. Mark in Florida, you're on the show.
Hey, gentlemen. Good show. Don't answer the question, but who were the Bolsheviks? What I'm seeing with these protesters, at least the peaceful ones, is they're wearing a mask, and they're protesting the imbeciles in government that have locked them down and ordered them to wear a mask under a fraudulent lie called COVID-19 or coronavirus.
Can't so be identified.
They're protesting the liars. I mean, they're going to the criminals and asking the criminals not to be criminals. It's not going to work.
No, it's like Jared Kushner telling Trump to release the prisoners from jail.
That's amazing. Yeah, release the prisoners from jail and then put a woman who owns a hairdressing salon, throw her in jail instead for opening her business, trying to feed her children. Amazing. Empty the jails, put her in jail.
Right. So if you've studied the Bolshevism at all, this is how the Bolsheviks took over, and they're everywhere.
I'd like to see
the protesters go into the legislatures and watch the imbeciles that believe the lie take out the ones that are lying to them. And once the ashes and the smoke clears, then us thinking people might have something to repair and work with. But the anti-federalists had it right. The District of Columbia wants to take over the states, and this is how they're doing it. So thank you, guys.
Appreciate it. Hey, Keith, we got two more calls. Let's take these talk calls, then we play your video. What do you think of that?
Okay, go ahead.
Is that right? Mark in Philadelphia, you're on the show.
Hello?
Mark, Philadelphia. Yeah, you're on live.
Yeah. Okay. So what I'd like to address is, number one, I'm a veteran. I come from a long line of veterans. My brother was in Vietnam. My father was in World War II. My grandfather was in World War II. My great-great-grandfather served in the Civil War. Why?
Okay.
To protect the Constitution, to hopefully provide a pathway for families, to protect the families, and hopefully for them to have a better way of life. But since the Civil War, we have all become economic slaves to the corporation. And then following, in the last 100 years plus, they've used the carrot and the stick to put people into a comfortably numb situation in their lives where they don't really ask the deeper, deeper, deeper question. And the deeper question here is, who is the enemy? Okay?
Right.
We have police forces across this nation that have been sent over through public funding, government funding, and or private funding. They've been given a free trip over to a little nation that is supposed to have been our best buddy ally. And we send them lots and lots and lots of money. But on June 8th, 1967, they attacked our USS Liberty. And by the way, they're still attacking our liberty. Okay? So look at the detail of okay? So I know that there's people that think that those people are special, but I'm going to tell you something. The thing is that they portray themselves to be the good do-gooders, the real do-gooders, and they also portray themselves to be white. However, if you back them in the corner, they won't admit they're white. They'll say they're from the tribe, from that group, that right. Special people. And by the way, in the late 1800s, the Schofield Bible was created. And the group of these special people, they hired Schofield to create the Bible, which then infiltrated every ministry across our nation, which then set forth that these people were special, and you better not question them because they're right next to God. I'm sorry, but they're not. And they have infiltrated our government at multiple levels. They own our legal system. They own our medical system. Rockefeller was the one that established the drug system that we are currently under. And it's a study of pathology. So we have the military-industrial complex, and we have the medical-industrial complex. The largest health care provider in the United States is the Veterans Service Administration, the VA hospital system. Look into the depths of that and find out who really controls it. Who controls it? Psychiatry. Who's behind that? Big Pharma. Okay? So the thing is, what we got to ask is, who is the real enemy, and why are they hiding? They are chameleons. They have infiltrated our government. They've infiltrated across the board, and we've got to ferret them out because they've infiltrated and they want to destroy us from within. And that's why they have to appeal to these subgroups, these minorities, because they can't come at us directly because we way outnumber them. So I'll just leave it at that. Ask the deeper questions because that's what's, you know, we're in a PSYOP, and we are in civil war right now. It's not in our face yet, but they are at it constantly and have been for a long time. So I'll leave you with that. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Mark, excellent commentary. I appreciate that call. Go back to the phones here. Milton in Pennsylvania, you're on the show.
Yes. Right on, brother Mark. We are in civil war. I gather we're all should form our Glock party here. Not block, Glock party. Maybe something more powerful, but just a pun intended. But with Antifa, that's the back door there. They're proxies. Are they not?
Yep.
I agree. I think they are, yeah. And I think the Democrats are supporting them, and Soros is supporting them, no doubt about it. This is very political. This is not about one guy that's been brutally murdered. This is very political. This is a takedown for Donald Trump. This is just one of many agendas they're throwing at us, no doubt about it.
And I believe it fits right along with this mask stuff and all this. You know, obey the rules. They were supposed to be, you know, suggestions. You know, not laws.
I agree.
And all of a sudden, totally somehow they became laws. And I mean, we're going to have to grit our teeth and fight this one and stop just talking about it.
Well, you're going to have to grit your teeth real good because the mandatory vaccine is going to be rolled out. So get prepared for that one. Push back on that one.
Well, we're already working with neighbors what's going on with that.
Good.
So
good.
I'm not rolling up a sleeve.
Good for you. Good for you. Milton, I appreciate your call. We need to move on here. We've got a clip that Keith wants to play, and then I'll open the lines back up. After the clip, call back 1-800-313-9443. Got plenty of time to take more calls, but we're going to play a video now.
I want to preface this clip first.
Sure, go ahead.
During the 1960s and 70s, which was really good times in America, we had strong unions that guaranteed 40 hours a week. They gave you health care, overtime, vacation pay, pregnancy leave, sick leave. And this was all phased out, as well as so was the education in this country here, too. Anyone with a browser can search and see what the education in America is anymore. And this is probably under that communist core that I always call it, you know. So this goes back to say exactly what happened to America. And you have to remember, you can also go there and see what the CEO's wages were back then to now, and to why these CEOs today can fire thousands of American employees, move their jobs overseas, and then they get millions of dollars in bonuses. So with that, you want to go ahead and play that clip there?
The first is by former Secretary of Labor Ray Marshall from the TV program Arkansas Works.
I'd worry a lot about the industry that just came in to get your tax break. You know, all the evidence shows that what you're going to get, if that's your main and only attraction to somebody, you're going to get somebody on the way to the third world anyway. You know, if that's what it takes. The evidence suggests that taxes are not very important in economic development and industrial activity. And it makes sense. You know, the most important cost to any company is labor, wage cost. Others are interest rates, you know, the cost of the capital. Taxes are likely to be a relatively small part of the total cost. Transportation is an important cost. But if you look at tax costs as a part of the cost of doing business, it's really not that significant. And labor cost doesn't mean wages, I might add. You see, people confuse those. Yeah, some of our highest paid workers have the lowest labor cost because they're the most productive workers. And the labor cost that you're talking about is labor cost per unit of output. And if you've got productive people, as we still do in the country, you know, in spite of losing our relative position in productivity, as other countries are closing the gap in a hurry, American workers are still the most productive workers in the world. And what we have to worry about is the fact that we are losing that. Because by the end of this decade, the Europeans will be ahead of us. By the end of this century, the Japanese will be ahead of us. And the reason that that's so important is because then you will compete according to wages. And you lose
lowest common denominator.
Yeah, you lose your productive, so you lose your technology and your productivity, and then your only way to compete is wages. And if you compete with wages, we'll lose. You know, that's one of the reasons, of course, that real wages in the United States are lower in 1985 than they were in 1965.
Because of our productivity.
Because of declining productivity growth. Now, the evidence suggests to me that the way you get that up, the most important way you can get that up, is concentrating on education and training of your workers.
Okay, so today they don't really have those training of workers. That's why you see with all these millions of unemployed, which are usually coming from small business, they're mainly burger flippers. And those people that have college education and have paid countless tens of thousands of dollars for a diploma and stuff can't find a job. So with that, the reason I wanted to bring this video up is because of wages inequality is what causes the problems with these riots and stuff today, where people have been put out on the sidewalk for so long, and these corporations have made billions of dollars,
mm-hmm.
And they're the ones getting bailed out, and the people now are losing their homes to foreclosure. They're getting stays on their credit card payments and stuff, and all it is massive debt, and there's no way out. And, of course, what does the Fed do? It bails out the corporations and the banks that have financed this thing for years. We've had the CIA, which has brought all the drugs into this country. I mean, surely they can control the borders, can't they? Right. Anyway, this has been this same thing here. Because as I was telling Steve earlier, a person that is high on drugs only cares about their next fix.
That's right.
And that's the way to make money nowadays is through drugs. And, of course, it means prison time. And, of course, a prisoner cannot go on strike. He doesn't form a union. And that's why they can bring these jobs back from China this time. Because 22 cents a day, that's better than paying some Chinese person, isn't it? And of course, Trump's in on this, sadly, because it's Make America Great Again. He wants all those corporations back here, back from Mexico, all this stuff. And then there's the robots that are taking the job. So where do the people ever have any venue?
So. Okay. You know, that can't possibly happen. We'll go back to the same scenario. And you and I have talked about this, and I think, Dave, we've talked about this, that Donald Trump is demonizing China. They stole our technology. They stole our manufacturing. They didn't steal anything. Actually, it was handed over,
yes,
all legal-like. The politicians wrote the legislation, made the laws, made the loopholes, allowing greedy corporations to go abroad and get cheap labor. They got to dodge the EPA standards. They get to dodge the unions. Yep. No more union negotiations. No labor costs. Labor costs go down. Get cheap labor, foreign labor. So I get really irritated when I hear Donald Trump saying they stole our manufacturing. They did not steal. It was actually handed over, given, and willfully. So that's a false presentation right there. Now, Keith, you sent me something over. It was interesting here, and I agree it's probably going to be about an accurate percentage here, but the economy is tanking. 47% of businesses are closing, and jobs are not coming back. I do believe that. In the retail, as far as the food industry, that's going to get hit really hard. Your major guys may stay in business, but they're going to knock out a whole slew of fast food, small businessmen in fast food. That's going to be very serious, some serious economic times coming. But we talked about that clip you played from Greg Mannarino, Keith, and which is in agreement with what Gerald Celente is saying and Dave from the X22 report saying. We got a tsunami wave of debt. There's going to be a bust that you are going to see here, a bubble burst that is like no bubble burst ever in economics. We are going to see a major, major crash here. They just can't keep going on with all this quantitative easing and plunge protection. The bubble is going to bust. We haven't even talked too much about the universal basic income. I know that's probably on the agenda, too, for the globalists. So if that happens, there's no talk of ever bringing back. There'd be no purpose to bring back a labor union because it's universal basic income.
And you also have those working from home, too. But the point is, though, is the real estate bubble. Now, Peter Schiff has talked about this. He has a video up about 3 days ago where he had forecasted all this is going to go on there. But imagine, though, the amount of housing when all these people, even if they got a stimulus check of $1,200 a month in what they call a UBI, that will not cut paying their rent or mortgage, paying their power bills, their insurances and stuff. I mean, it's disaster coming.
This is
a distraction.
Yeah. Even with that new stimulus check that may be coming out, actually it's gone through the House, hasn't gone through the Senate yet to be ratified, but you're looking at close to $6,000 per family, and that would cover $1,200 per adult, and now upping it from $500 to $1,000 per dependent. It used to be a child, but you can claim three dependents in your house and get an extra $3,000, but they're looking right around close to $6,000. And a stimulus check here. I'm not sure if the Democrats or the Republicans are going to okay that. This is madness.
Well, that comes with strings, remember? Because, again, the corporations are protected. How? Well, Mitch McConnell and those guys, they want this protection there for these employers that should an employee get sick that they can't sue the employee or the employer, you know? So, I mean, it's always the corporations that are always protected. Forget the people. Oh, and then, as we've talked about, Nancy Pelosi's in her Cobra. She wants you, or the 50-some-odd million now unemployed, to pay into this insurance stuff So in case you get sick, and of course, with 50 million people that are employed on top of the, what was it, 30 some million that didn't have health insurance, right. How are they going to pay for anything?
I don't know.
I don't think they bothered to figure any of that out. And when all this collapses because of the debt, and it will, they'll blame it on this pandemic. They'll blame it on the riots.
China.
They'll blame it
China.
On everything. Well, yeah, they'll blame it on China. They'll blame it on everything but the fraud that it's been. Man,
right,
this is going to be a mess. It's unavoidable. It's only a matter of when, not if.
You know, I broke a story last week, or I think I broke it on John's show, talking about the shoe will drop. And we're talking about just in California. California got hit pretty hard in the mortgage crisis. Now, Florida was probably the first state actually to have the big bubble burst on the housing market. And it's probably it probably is going to happen here also. But we know in California it's going to happen because they've shut down pretty much everything. So July and August, look for a huge collapse in the housing market in California. People, if you live in California, look to get the heck out. Sell now. Sell.
We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show for Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you got
and we are back. This is what really happened. We're going to go back to our good friend here, Dave. Let him get a fast comment in here. And we're going to squeeze one last caller in from New Mexico, Steve in New Mexico. So hold on.
Right on. Okay. I just want to say we need to follow the money. Because trillions upon trillions of dollars have just magically evaporated from all these markets and all these nations all around the world. Where did the money go? We need to follow the money, because when you find out where all that money goes, you're going to find all the perpetrators that have been doing the plandemics and staging the riots and doing the silent coup takeover of all the countries in the world, this new weird odor nonsense. And that's all I got to say about that. So go get the call.
No, I agree. I agree with you 100%. We'll take our last caller here, Steve in New Mexico. You're our last caller.
Hey, Steve and Keith. Yeah, Keith, I was wondering, since there's a shortage of silver and all that, is it because the U.S. mints are closed right now, or what's going on with that?
I don't know, because I've asked Jeff, because I had a couple extra dollars I wanted to buy some silver, and Jeff still hasn't got back to me on it, although he said he's working on it. But I did hear that there's been a couple big, huge buyers that have been buying up silver like mad, and mm-hmm. I think that's probably in a precursor to the U.S. dollar collapse.
Okay. Could have been. Well, I appreciate, you know, all your advice and everything on your show. And I just want to say, even with Steve, you're right. This whole thing was fixed. They didn't go by the protocols. I even watched the video myself. And, right now, I guess COVID's at halftime now. Now we got to put up with this.
So you recognized in that video that they did not put oxygen on this guy right off the bat. That bothered you, didn't it? Doesn't that bother you?
Yeah, because my neighbor up the street,
no
he
oxygen.
Went through what you went through as far as being paramedic, and he noticed the same daggum thing, and we talked about
good
it.
For him. Good. Please share that information with other people. Share it.
Oh, I already have. I've shared it with at least 20, 30 people already and stuff.
Good.
And
good.
I appreciate very your good. Show and Don and Rogers and all that. You guys are doing a good job. Just keep it up. And everything.
Will do. So. Hey, thank you for your call, Steve. I appreciate you calling in. Comments on either side here. We've got a few minutes to go. Keith, you want to make one last comment?
Yeah,
there?
I noticed this here, and someone else just made a meme out of this. It says, how did all those riders in all those different cities get the same black T-shirts and face masks that say, I can't breathe? This is just that like is when true. You see all of these. Remember, we're in a color revolution here in the United States. It's the same played out CIA type stuff there, where suddenly these billboards come out. Everyone's got these made up signs and stuff. If you can't believe that you're in a psyop, you are really, you know.
Yeah, big money was behind all of that again, over and over. And it's not organic. And look at the protests when you see all the very carefully printed signs that are all precise. There's no homemade stuff. If this was real and organic and impromptu, they wouldn't have had enough time to put all this stuff together. They had lead time. They knew this was going to happen before the event even happened. Again,
excellent.
I'm getting kind of tired of that.
Excellent point. Really good observation. You're right. That was very much planned if they had the t-shirts already printed up. Very much so. Good call on that one, Dave and Keith. Appreciate that. Well, I've got really nothing else to say. I think we've covered quite a bit tonight. Please share what you know, what you've learned here on the show. Support the network. Stay tuned for Mr. John Stadmiller. I think he's going to be in the chair tonight for his show, the National Intel Report. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, and Mr. Keith Rogers will be in the hot seat. I'll be riding shotgun with Dave. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Stay safe, stay angry, and don't fall for this divide.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP.
With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.